Random House Audio presents Anthropology of an American Girl by Hilary Thayer Hammon. Read for you by Rebecca Lohman. Part 1. Opal. Autumn, 1979. Chapter 1. Kate turned to check the darkening clouds, and the white arc of her throat looked long like the neck of a preening swan. We pedaled past the mansions on Lily Pond Lane, and the sky set down, resting its gravid belly against the earth. "Hurry!" I heard her call through the clack of spokes. "Rain's coming!" She rode faster, and I did also, though I liked the rain, and I felt grateful for the changes it wrought. Nothing is worse than the mixture of boredom and anticipation, the way the two twist together, breeding malcontentedly. I opened my mouth to the mist, trapping some of the raindrops that were just forming, and I could feel the membranes pop as I passed, which was sad, like breaking a spider's web. Sometimes you can't help but destroy the intricate things in life. At Georgica Beach, we sat on the concrete step of the empty lifeguard building. The bicycles lay collapsed at our ankles, rear wheels lightly spinning. Kate lit a joint and passed it to me. I drew from it slowly. It burned my throat, searing and disinfecting it, making me think of animal skins tanned to make teepees. Indians used to get high, and when they did, they felt high just the same as me. Still do get high, I corrected myself. Indians aren't extinct. What did you say? Kate asked.
Nothing, I said.